Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. Hello? Anybody on?
Jesus Christ, this is another day that God has allowed us to see, the third day of 2014. Hallelujah. It wasn't promised that we would be here after last week, but we thank God that we're here again. We thank God for the word. We thank God for Dr. Hunter allowing us once again on the airways of the world to give you the word of God through the word of God. Amen. Because what we're doing right now, we're lifting up the name of Jesus. There's no other reason why we're on this radio station than to lift up the name of Jesus and to let the world know that there is a living Savior. There is hope in Jesus. Any kind of situation you find yourself in, the answer, the situation, the barrier that you're going through, the answer is Jesus. Because without Jesus, you cannot make it. Amen? Amen. Because there's a lot of things that's going on out there that you may be dealing with right now in your life, but you got to know that God is on your side. The reason why is because you're still yet alive. You could have been dead and gone, sleeping in your grave. Right now, you could have said, I'm going to kill myself. But the devil is alive. Do not let the devil fool you, saying that it's all that's dead. I got to give it up to the world. But no, the devil is lying to you. If you're contemplating on trying to kill yourself, if you're contemplating just cutting yourself for any kind of high, any kind of stress, but give God your life. This is a time where you can just give God your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you have your Bible, just go over to the Word of God in the chapter of Matthew, chapter 13. The book of Matthew, chapter 13, starting at the 24th verse. Amen. I want to talk to you about a parable that Jesus is putting forth before the people, and he's talking about the wheat and the tares. The wheat and the tares. Amen. In the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, verse 24, the word of God is saying, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, this enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Amen.
But when the bud was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? For which then had it tares? The 28th verse says, And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Bless the hearer, the reader, and the more importantly, the doer of the word of God. I wanted you to take a minute and think about this scripture that Jesus is putting forth about the wheat and the tares, about the sower that's sowing in the field. Amen. It's important that you recognize that this the parable that Jesus is talking about. I want to talk to you about the church. I want to talk to you about the wheat that's found in the church for the righteousness of God. And I want to talk to you about an enemy that comes inside the church and he sows his own wicked tares inside the church. And I am going to take my time with this here. Hallelujah. It's important that we recognize what's going on inside the church. These rulers have God's business at hand, but they've got things going on that's not called wheat. They're out there choking in the doctrine of man's way inside the church in their sowing tares. Hallelujah. It's important that you recognize this here. I want you to read it again, that you take your time and listen to me about this sower. He went out in this field and he sowed wheat. He sowed the seed and it came out to be wheat and it budded up. But the 26th verse is what I really want you to talk about, too. I want you to see, but when the bread was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares. You know, when you recognize what this is, you know, a lot of you may not be close to farmers, but so that's why I really have to take my time and educate you on this here, a wheat and a tare. Growing up together, they look exactly the same. But only when the season has come to fullness, then that you see the bud come up on top of the wheat. The tares does not have a bud. It looks like it with the leaves saying, I guess it's going to come up a little later. But it never produces a bud. The tares would never produce a bud, and there's no use for it. It's useless. But what does a tare do? The tare, it wraps around and under the earth, it wraps around the nutrients of the roots of the wheat. So it's pulling nutrition. Instead of getting a bud of 20, you get in the bundle, you get a bud of about 8. Because the tares has wrapped itself around the wheat under the ground. You can't see it because you have to pull them both up to see exactly what's happening. So it's important that you recognize what's really holding you back from being fruitful. I want to talk to you today about being fruitful in the Lord. I want to talk to you today about what kind of doctrine are you really standing on? Are you standing on man's doctrine? Are you standing on the Word of God's doctrine? Because the doctrine of Jesus is for you to bear fruit and bear much of it. The sower will bring himself into the church, and he will say, well, you don't have to do that now. He will bring these to you. He'll bring you into the church saying, you don't have to have a testimony service anymore. To encourage somebody to continue on. It's important that you recognize what a wheat and a tare does. A wheat will produce fruit. The bud of it will spring up. But a tare will never produce fruit. They will rob the nutrients from the wheat. It would keep them away from the church. It would keep them stagnant inside the church. It's important that you recognize what the wheat is doing. You may recognize the wheat and tear these people that's been pillars in the church, doing all the things out of them to the Lord, bearing this fruit, giving themselves up to the Lord. being much fruitful, and then you have somebody that's been in the church for 15 years that won't pick up nobody going to the church.
Come on.
We're coming to the church with these people right here. When it rains, they won't make it to the church, but they'll be there on their job on time.
Mm-hmm.
When the weather get bad, these chairs will not come to the church. You know, they call these here people that fear, that burn these here fruit, that bring forth much fruit. They call them the 1%, because when the weather get bad, they fear going to the church. When it's snowing out there, if they can make it to the church, they're still going to the church. And they're picking up people, saying, I have you on my mind. I want to come and bring you to church. These are people that's bearing much fruit. You may recognize that in some of the people that you go to church with, because the devil do go to church. The devil is not after the world. The devil is attacking God's church. He's attacking the people that really want to live for Christ. He's attacking you. And if he's attacking you, I want to encourage you to continue forth in the word. The word is for you to bear fruit. It's built for you to bear fruit. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have a prosecution. It doesn't mean that you're not going to go through things. But you are there built to go through some things for Christ's sake. You don't have to go through things from the world's sake of it. The world has no hope. But you have hope in Christ Jesus through your faith. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord God. But when the buds was sprung up and brought forth fruit, there appeared the tares also to choke him out, to reduce the growth of the bud. Think about it. Who's really holding you back? The Bible in the New Testament talks about who did hinder you from obeying the truth. Somebody is hindering you from obeying the truth. They're telling you something contrary to what you read in the Bible. That's why you have to have that discernment. You have to have a discerning spirit to discern, where is this coming from? I thought she was sanctified. I thought she was on time, but I never read what she's doing in the Bible. Well, you already know when you know. Amen.
Amen.
So the servant of the household, they came to the one that had sold these good seeds and said, did not thou bear good seed in thy field? From which then had the tares? The enemy is sowing things inside your church. He's sowing things in the front of your life, around your life, to deter you from really going out and seeking God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. When you're seeking God with all of your heart, your mind, and your soul, there's an enemy called a tare that's trying to destroy you from seeking it here, from seeking God. His main job is to steal from you. His main job is to rob you. His main job is to lie to you. His main job is to smile in your face and stab you in the back. These are what these tares business do. They're not in the business of making sure that you bear much fruit. Their business is to deter you down, to bring you out that road of you seeking God like Matthew 6:33. Because when you're seeking the Lord like Matthew 6:33, all these other things are not really your concern. They're just added to you. They're in their appropriate spot, because you're not really worrying about the car. You're not really worrying about the house. You're not really worrying about the job, because guess what? If you die today, you can't take it with you. That's the reason why you have to bear much fruit as it is today. This is the day where you can bear much fruit. You don't have to worry about that tear anymore. You can put it on the side, because you don't want to be hindered from doing what God has called you to do. You don't want nothing to stop you from seeking God. Amen? Amen. Because guess what? Time is running out. You see what's going on in the world. God is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. He's coming back for a church. And if you're bearing fruit in the church, continue to bear that fruit. That's what he said. He said, I want you to bear much fruit. Much fruit. He don't want you to belittle your fruit. He wants you to bear much fruit. And it's in you to bear much fruit. When you're in Christ Jesus, when you're allowing the Holy Ghost to lead you, you are able to bear much fruit. A wheat. I want to encourage the wheats out there, and I want to encourage the ones that's really struggling in situations that's trying to hold you back from bearing much fruit. You pray for them. Pray for them, but more importantly, you keep your eye on the Lord. You're able to hear his voice because Jesus has said, my sheep hear my voice. And it's only found through the word of God. When you are reading the word of God, when you're seeing this writing of Jesus, he's saying that you can bear fruit. And he's saying that greater works than these that you're going to do. It's all about the word of God, taking your word. Because you know why? When you got the word of God in it, the Bible says you have rivers of living water. Rivers of it. Because of the word. You are weak. You're supposed to bear much fruit. But when things are hindering you, when things go in an opposite way of what you've been reading, you already know what that is. That's a tear. It wants to rob you. It wants to steal you. It wants to take your joy. It wants to catch you from getting your blessings around the corner. It wants to catch that. And the more you allow it to happen, it's going to take your joy. It's going to take your peace. Come on now.
Amen.
But when the bud was growing up and sprung up and brought forth the fruit, then appeared the tares. That's the difference. I don't care how long you've been in the church. There's tares waiting for you to rob you. You can't look at how old a person is no more and say, well, they must have been sanctified. You can't look at that.
Come on.
You got to let your spirit, you got to let the spirit be spirit. That's why I say judge each other by the spirit of God. When your spirit lines up, it says try the spirit, by the spirit. You're supposed to be bearing fruit. The reason why you come into the church is to bear fruit. To give God the glory. All your life is not your own. You're supposed to be giving God your glory because he deserves all the glory. My glory is not my own. I gave it all to Jesus. When I said yes to the Lord, I gave it all to Jesus. It doesn't matter where I go, how far I go to encourage somebody. It ain't me. It's the God in me. And I give that glory to who? Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you out there in radio land, if you're just now tuning in, we went to Matthew 13, chapter 13. We started at the 24th verse, and Jesus is putting a parable before us talking about the wheat and the tares, the difference of what really goes on in bearing fruit, and a tare does not bear fruit. It's no good for nothing. That's why these servants, when you read it, that's why these servants, they wanted to go pull up those tares and bind them and cast them into the fire. They're no good for nothing. But the owner of the land, he said, no, let them go together because you're going to pull out some wheat also. You're going to mess with the rooting system by pulling them up, and they won't grow the same. Once the rooting system has been messed up, they won't grow the same. Amen. You have to understand out there in radio land that you were born to praise God. You were born to bear much fruit. It may come out of your family. It may come out from the person on your job. It may come from the person across the counter at the filling station. But you are appointed to bear fruit, to tell somebody about Jesus. I had the opportunity today to tell a young man about the Lord, and I bless God for it. You are born for that same situation, to tell somebody. Then whether you do it or not, it's between you and the Lord. Obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. Don't sacrifice the problem because you don't think how you feel. It's not about how you feel. It's not about how smart you think you are. It's not about what you wear, what you got on. It's all about the word of God. When the word of God is compelling you to tell somebody about Jesus, you have to do it. But if you don't, and that person loses their soul, the Bible says, I didn't write it in there, it says the blood should be required on your own hands. And and you're not that big. Give your life to Jesus. You'll find me. You'll find me if, on YouTube, Evangelist Kevin Allen, Anchored in the Lord, Evangelist Kevin Allen. And if you need prayer, you can call me on my phone, 409-998-3801. We are here to help you. Because
amen.
I don't know, this could be the last time that I speak on this radio station, but I'm telling you, God is real. And time is running out. You can see it on the news. If you get Germany news, you can see the problem. If you get Japan news, you can see the problem. If you see China, you can see the problem. If you go down to South America, Mexico, you can see the problem. Right here in your own town, Houston, you hear about it all the time. Murder, rape, break-in, drugs. You hear about it all the time. The immorality of this world is going further and further down. Like today, they just legalized marijuana in Denver.
My
and it's going further and further down. Everybody's going to be moving to Denver now, y'all.
See that?
when they start legalizing same-sex marriages in New Jersey, guess what everybody started doing? Everybody moving to New Jersey now, y'all. The morals of this country, this world, is going further and further down, and we're getting so close to Jesus returning. That's why it's important that you bear much fruit. Tell somebody about Jesus out there. Tell your family about Jesus. Read it in the Word. Tell them, I didn't write this here, but I believe every word of it. I have seen God working in my life when I trusted God with all my heart. Give God your life. Whatever that you find yourself in out there, whatever situation you find yourself in, you don't have to go through it by yourself. You can call this number that I just gave you, 409-998-3801. You can call that number and let us go to you with the word of God. I'm not going to give you a word of philosophy. And I'm not going to tell you becoming a better you. You can forget all that stuff there. I'm going to tell you that God loves you, and he's waiting on you to repent. It doesn't matter what you've been through. You just married or finished raping your little niece. But God is a forgiving God. You just have to deal with the certain consequences of the law. Because the law is for the lawless. But you're just going to have to deal with it, and you have to know that you already repented, and God can do some situations. But you're going to have to reap what you sow. I'm not telling you God is going to assault you. I'm not God. But I know the law, and God uphold the law. So what it is what it is. You may have just finished robbing somebody. You may have just finished shooting somebody. But you can repent of that sin, but you're still going to have to reap what you sow. Don't go to hell behind your guilt. Give your life to Jesus. It's important that you give your life to Jesus. If you never said the sinner's prayer and you want to give your life to Christ, this is how you do it. You say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I recognize that I need a Savior. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross of Calvary's cross. I thank you for saving my soul. I receive you now as Lord in my life. That is right there you're saved. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. You're called a child of God. May I receive you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for it. The Holy Spirit is here. All you have to do is open your heart and let him in.
Amen.
Don't let people thinking that you have to put on a three-piece suit, a nice dress to go to Jesus. You can go
Come
to
on.
God right there where you are because you may not even halfway get that dress on before you call in. You may not even get your pants on before the Lord calls you in. Because when he says, come up here, it's over. That's just how quick it's going to be. The rapture is going to take place so quick, it says, before you can blink your eye, it's there.
Jeez.
When Jesus said, come on up, come on up. Give your life to Jesus. This tear in the weed is something that you need to recognize. And for the ones that are seasoned and knowing what's going on in the church, it's for you to recognize that Satan goes to church too, and he doesn't want you to bear much fruit. He wants you in a doctrine of man. He wants you in a situation of praising man. He wants you in a format of television. Just a format of television. Think about it. You come, you sit down, you close your mouth, and then you stand when they tell you to stand. And you may not get to shout. You get to shout, and they're going to kick you out in the back. There's some room back there in the back. And that's probably another room back there where they'll teach you how to speak the Holy Ghost. You got to watch these kind of things, because when you look at the Word, you compare what's going on in the church to the Word. That's how, that's your avenue. You compare it with what's going on in the Word. And the Holy Spirit will bring things to your remembrance. That's the Word. I didn't write that in there. So you let the wheat and the tare grow together, but God is going to be doing the separating. But don't let him separate you from not bearing fruit. Don't store your gift in the ground and wait on it. Use your gift. Use the gift that God has called you to do. Use it. And don't be ashamed of Jesus, because guess what? That's not a road up here we go. Not one of them. There's not a road up on this earth that has a tree in the middle of it that bears 12 men of fruit monthly. And if that's not a tree on this earth, well, I man haven't found it, that is good, the leaves are good for the healing of the nation. You are trying to get what Jesus is. And that's the only thing that matters. Be the wheat that God called you to be, in righteousness, in holiness, in sanctification, in praise unto God, because God is speaking such to wish of him in the spirit and in truth. And the truth that you go by is the Word of God. You have got to be the wheat, because anything other will find yourself in a lake of fire. It's sad for you to think about people in the church going to hell.
Oh,
but there are people in the church that's going to hell because they don't want to line up. They want to compromise. Well, the pastor says this, but we used to do it this way. That's not the way that God says do it. Do it like the Word says do it. Listen to the Holy Spirit. And for the ones that just listened to me, and we went to Matthew 13:24, talking about the wheat and the tare, I pray right now in the name of Jesus through the Holy Ghost that your eyes will be enlightened, that your ears will be enlightened, that your heart will receive the Word of God, that the discernment through you, Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, will open up every person's ears, eyes, and Lord, and heart, Father, to receive this Word, this parable, Father, as it is this day, Father, and we give you the glory right now. Oh, God, and we bind the devil right now, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this present world. We bind the works of Satan right now, the God that tries to blind them from the ways of truth. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give you the glory right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you thanks. Amen. God bless you here, Sister Lauren.
Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Praise God. That was a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for that word. I just pray that each one of us takes something for that and from those words and uses to glorify God and to share with others the bread that we have received tonight. And tonight we have Minister Kevin. Kevin Wolf with us.
Amen.
And we want to hear a word from him as well. And we thank God tonight for the men of God who are, and women of God who are committed to doing the will of God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What a word from Evangelist Calvin. Amen.
Hey.
And God said, let the wheat and the tare grow together, and he's going to do some separating. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. My name is Minister Calvin Wolf, and I'm going to bring you a word today from Deuteronomy 30:15.
Amen.
And as you get that, I want to pray first. Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your mercy and your compassion and your grace. Father,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for our health and strength. Father, we thank you, Father, because, Father, you are the God of the Most High God, And, Father, whenever we come to pray to you, Father, you're always there for us. And, Father, you said, Father, that you will stay with us as long as we stay with you. And whenever we seek your face, Father, we will find you. But, Father, if we ever take our eyes off of you, Father, you're going to take your eyes off us. Father, bless us to keep our eyes on you. Not on our problem, not on our circumstance, not on our situation. But to keep our eyes stayed up on you, Lord, and you will keep us in perfect peace because we put our trust in you. Father, bless us to trust in you, Father, with all our heart, with all our soul, and lead not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will straighten out our path. And, Father, we thank you for what you are doing in our life and through us tonight, Father. And, Father, we give you all the praise, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. So, Deuteronomy 30 and 15. Amen. And the scripture reads, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, and that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his way. Say that again. To walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes, his judgment, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are going to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you should surely perish. You should not prolong your days in this land, which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call on heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life. He told us who to choose, life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days. Let the church say amen. Today I want to talk to you about the choice between life and between death. Now, God gave us a choice, and he is not going to make us choose. He leads us up to every individual, and he gave us that choice. He said, choose life or death. So the choice is each individual. Because God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him did not perish, but have eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
John 10:36 says, whoever believes in the Son has everlasting life. And whoever does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abide down on him. That means that the wrath of God, that means that you will not prosper in your way. The only way we're going to prosper is going to have to be in God's way. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible also tells us in 1 John 5:12, whoever has the Son has life. And whoever does not have the Son ain't got no life. Trying to live without Jesus, they're like a fish trying to live without water. And you know that a fish cannot live without water. And you know that we cannot live without Jesus. Because Jesus said in John 15:5, he said, he is the vine and we are the branches. We abide in his word and let his word abide in us. Because apart from him, we cannot do anything unless we abide in Jesus Christ. Mark 8:35 says, whoever desires to save his life, he will lose it. But whoever give up his life for Christ's sake and the gospel's sake, he will find new life. If we want a new life in Christ Jesus, we got to give up our old life. We have to die before we can live. And if you don't die, you cannot live in Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. The scripture says also in John 12 and 24, he says, like a seed of wheat that falls into the ground, and if that seed dies, it will produce much fruit. But if it doesn't die, it remains alone. If you want to live, you have to die to bear much fruit. If you don't die, you cannot live. Amen?
Amen.
To live, you got to give up the old life. You got to take up that old man that grows corrupt according to his deceitful lust and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You got to take it off. And to take that life off, you got to get from around Ray Ray and them and Pookie and Aquila and them. You got to get from around them people. Amen? So the Bible says in Romans 12 and 2, he said, do not be conformed to this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means that you got to separate yourself. Amen.
Right.
You got to come out from among them. God told Abraham in Genesis 12 and 3, he said, Abraham, get out from around your relatives' house. Get from around all your people. And I will bless you. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And I will make you be a blessing among all the families in the earth. And Abraham departed. And Abraham was a blessed man. Because he listened to God, he listened to the word, and he obeyed the word. Amen? See,
amen.
Wisdom is a principal thing. The Bible said, get wisdom. Not all you get wisdom. That you got to apply wisdom. If you don't apply wisdom, you can't benefit from wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said in Luke 11 and 28, said, more blessed are those who hear the word of God and apply it. More blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen? So we have to apply this word to our life to benefit from the word. Hallelujah. We got the Bible in that word, and let the word abide in us. Because the word is our life. Amen? I'm going to read you a scripture right here, Deuteronomy 32 and 44. So Moses came up with Joshua, the son of Nun, and spoke all these words of this song in the hearing of the people. Moses finished speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said to them, set your hearts on all the words which I testify among you today. But you should command your children to be careful to observe all the words of this law. But it's not a further thing for you, because it is your life. When Moses was telling them, these right here are just not words to you. They are your life. And that's why the Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but man should live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Amen? We were created from the word. We were made from the word. And if we were made from the word, which we were, we must live by the word. Hallelujah. If we want to have life. Amen? We must stand in the word and let the word abide in us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going over here to another scripture. It's Deuteronomy 8 and 3. So he humbled you, allowed you to go hungry, fed you in manner which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he might make you know that man should not live by bread alone, but man live by every word. He didn't say some word. He said every word that proceed from the mouth of the Lord. He said, your garment did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. And you should know in your heart that if a man chases his soul, so the Lord your God chasing you. Therefore, you should keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. He allows you to go hungry on purpose.
to get you to know that man should not live by blood alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Because
my
the
God.
Word of God is our life. The scripture says in John 6 and 35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread that come down from heaven. And he that come to me will never thirst again. He will never hunger again. Hallelujah. That means that Jesus said that he will supply whatever you need. Hallelujah. That's what he said in Matthew 11, 28. He said, come to me, all you weary in a heavy lake. And I will give you rest for your soul. He said, come learn of me. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden I give you is light. But see, Jesus wants us to learn of him. He wants us to know him. He wants us to get acquainted with him. Hallelujah. So guess what? He wants us to know him, get acquainted with him, so we can have peace. Hallelujah. He came to remove burden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 10 and 27. If you go, you've got the Bible, go with me. He said, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and your yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of anointing oil. So the anointing oil is going to remove burden from our shoulders. Come to move the pressure from our shoulders. All pressure from our shoulders. The word of God come to heal us. To heal our broken heart. Amen?
Yes,
the word of God come to make us whole again. Give us life, peace, and joy again. Amen? And all this right here is in God's word. And he gave us a choice. He said, now you choose. Today. He said, I gave you a choice between life and death. And he said, I hope you choose life. Because he said, I am your life in the length of your days. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You need to know him and get acquainted with him.
Yes.
Job 22 and 21. Go to the book of Job. Job 22 and 21. Praise God.
Come
Hallelujah,
on.
Somebody.
Hallelujah. Come on with it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See what he's saying. He said, now acquaint yourself with him. In other words, he said, get to know him.
Yes.
And be at peace. That my God will come to you. Receive, please, instruction from his mouth. And let up his words in your heart. And if you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. And you will remove initially far from your tent. Get acquainted with him. Get to know your God. Amen? See, Paul knew his God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Billy Goat, they knew his God. They said, my God will deliver me. My God. Amen?
My God.
The Bible says in Psalm 99, the book of Psalm 99, this is what the word of God says. He's a refuge for the oppressed in a time of trouble.
Yeah.
And those who know his name, guess what? He said, those who know his name will put their trust in him, and he has not forsaken those who seek him.
Yeah,
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
If you seek him, you'll find him. You got to seek him where he might be found. Amen?
Yeah.
We cannot be out there seeking man. We got to seek the word of God. And Jesus said, come to me. I know you are weary. He said, come to me if you ain't got no peace. Come to me if you ain't got no joy to be healed. Come learn of me. Get acquainted with me. Hallelujah. Get acquainted with Jesus. Get to know your God. I know him. He is my God because I know him. So God wants you to know him too. So get to know your God. Amen. Learn of him. Psalm 91 and 14. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. And I will set him on high. Because he has known my name. He shall call upon me. And I will answer him. and I will be with him in trouble.
Yeah.
And I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Now, to show me his salvation,
Hallelujah.
I got to get in the way to know him. He can't show me if I don't know him. Hallelujah. So I got to know him to show me. Amen.
Amen.
I can show you so many ways how to get to Houston, but I can't show you but one way to get to Christ. Hallelujah. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the light. Amen.
Amen.
See, we need Jesus. He don't need us.
Come on.
Hallelujah, somebody. Whoever
has
the Son has light. Whoever does not have the Son ain't got no light.
Yeah.
Whoever has the Word has light. Whoever does not have the Word ain't got no light. John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And without the Word, wasn't nothing created. Everything was created from the Word. And he and all was created from the Word. And how are we going to live without the Word? Hallelujah. We are accounted by the power of the Word of God. Let's go into Romans 1:16. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
We are kept by the power of the Word. If you ain't got no word in these last days, you ain't going to be kept. Because they're not going to keep you but the Word of God. Your money can't keep you.
Yeah, God. Thank
your
you, Jesus.
Can't keep you. Your hands can't keep you.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going to keep you but the Word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. No, I ain't either.
Come
on, God to salvation for everyone who believes.
Yeah.
From the Jews also for the Greeks. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
We are kept by the power of God. We are kept by the word of God. No word, no peace. No word, no joy. No word, no hope. No Lord, no deliverance. No Lord, no healing. Everything that we need is in God's Word.
Yes.
That one said in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things you hope for, the evidence of things you cannot see. I need your substance that you need is in God's Word. Your healing, your peace, your joy, your deliverance is in God's Word. What are you hoping for today? Are you hoping to be healed today? Are you hoping to be delivered today? What are you hoping for today? It's health today. Amen? The Bible says, Isaiah 30:19 says, blessed are those who come to me and let me help them. God wants to help you today. God wants to heal you today. He came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to heal those who are oppressed. He came to heal those who are going through today. We ain't got to go through no day today. Amen. We have a Savior. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's going to be by his word. Amen. Go to John 4:3. The book of John 4:3. The book of John, somebody. John 4:3. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you get it, say amen. Job 4:3. Hallelujah. The book of Job 4:3.
Thank you.
Surely he have instructed many, and you have strengthened the weak hands. Their words have upheld him who was stumbling, and you have strengthened the feeble knees. Now, what's going to keep you from stumbling? It's on his word. It's going to be God's word, not your word. It's going to be God's word, not your word. He said, your words have upheld him from stumbling. And you have strength in your feeble knees. What's going to strengthen your feeble knees? You can't do it. I can't do it. It's going to be God's word who strengthens us. Hallelujah. It's going to be his word that give us peace. It's going to be his word that will strengthen us when we're going through our trials and tests. It's going to be his glory for strengthening us when we are bound to our adversity. It's going to be his glory that for strengthening us when our body gets people. Amen? It's going to be by his word and not man's word. His word, not the doctor's opinion. It's going to be by the word of God that will strengthen our people's knees. Hallelujah. Because it's peace in his word, it's healing in his word, it's deliverance in his word, and it's joy in his word. Go to Psalms 18 and 35. Psalms 18 and 35. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
We are taught by the power of his word. Lord, the tongue do not just words to you. They are your life. Hallelujah. And by obeying these words right here, it will prolong your days on this earth. Hallelujah, somebody. Psalms 18 and 35. Hallelujah. Psalms 18 and 35. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 18, he said, you also has given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. The right hand, what do you mean by his right hand? His right hand is his word. What's Jesus saying that? The right hand throne of God. Did Jesus tell you he's the bread that comes down from heaven? Amen. Did Jesus tell you in John 1 and 1 that he is the word? Amen. So the word is his right hand. So if I wanted to be stretching, brother, Brother Calvin, I got to get a hold of God right here. Hallelujah. And then what is right here going to do? Look, your right hand has held me up. Your existence has made me great. You are laying my path under me so my feet did not slip. But I call a hold to his right hand. Hallelujah, somebody. We got to get the hold to his right hand. And his right hand is sitting on the right hand throne of God. And the right hand is his word. Hallelujah. We got to get a hold to his word. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost told me to hang it down. Go to Isaiah 41 and 10.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 41 and 10. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
41 and 10.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 41 and 10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, do not, I ain't with you, sister. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God.
Yes.
And I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Yes, God.
Oh, Lord, we got to get a hold of his hand.
Hi,
we got to get a hold of his word. If I want to strengthen, I got to get a hold of his word. And I got to get a hold of his right hand. Amen. He will pull me out the situation. He will pull me out this circumstance. He will deliver me when I get home to his right hand. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So if anybody want to be kept, they got to get home to his right hand. Ain't not going to save us in these last days. My money can't save me. My deliverance can't save me. Ain't nothing going to save me but the word of God. One more verse. Let me go to Amos. Amos 8 and 11. The Holy Ghost will follow me now.
Yeah, guys.
Hallelujah. Amos. Look at Amos. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amos 8 and 11.
Yeah,
guys. God's word is true. I believe he's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He's done.
Amos 8 and 11. Behold, the days are coming. Behold the Lord. Don't you hear him? That I will send a famine on the land.
Yes.
I will send on a bread, not a faithful water. But at the hearing of the words of the Lord.
Come on.
They shall wander from sea to sea, from mouth to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. What they seeking the word for? That they suffer. They go. All that materialistic gonna be able to deliver us in these last days.
Yes,
and they're not gonna be able to save us, but the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I hope you've been blessed.
Amen.
You're out there that heard the word of God.
Amen.
Get God's word. Meditate on his word. Like he told Joshua.
Day
he said, Joshua, meditate on my word. They in there. Don't turn further from the left unto the right. And then you will prosper. And then you will have good success. You cannot do nothing without God's word. He said, if you trust in me and obey me, you will live your life, a good life in the land, and you will prosper. But without him, you cannot do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I pray that we will meditate on God's word. God said, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. And those who seek him will not go hungry. God will supply whatever we need. God wants us to know him so we can have eternal life. God does not want us trusting in man. He wants us to trust in him. He don't want us trusting in ourselves. He wants us to put our trust in him. God said in 2 Corinthians 1 and 9, we have a citizen death in ourselves when we trust in ourselves. We should trust in the one who raised up Christ from the dead. Man did not raise up Christ from the dead. It was God who raised up Christ from the dead. And we should put our trust in him. He said we put our faith, our hope, and our trust in the word of God, we should be like a tree that has been planted by the rivers of water. So whenever the heat and drought come against that tree will not wither, because the roots go well down deep into the water. He wants to be rooted and grounded in his word, and he wants us to be rooted and grounded in his love. Thank you, and have a blessed night. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that word. We thank Brother Calvin Wolf for that word tonight. Wow, what a word. What a word. What a word. What a word. We are truly blessed on tonight. We are true. God is using the men and women of God. I just thank God for it. We are truly blessed to have such a word. The Holy Spirit is presently in this place. We just thank God for it. Truly thank the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Anybody have prayer requests? Anybody have a prayer request? We're taking prayer requests.
Amen. I have a prayer request.
Okay.
Amen. God bless. How you doing?
God bless you, too. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. My prayer request is for the body of Christ. The man of God just preached it. If we don't have the word of God, we don't have anything. And that's the whole thing. People are lacking the word of God. And that's the only thing that's going to keep us. So my prayer request is that people begin to get in their word even more in these last days, because that's the only thing that's going to last. God told us to decree and declare his word even more than ever before.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, and listen, I just believe that the time is time to ask the audience if they want a prayer for a need, a circumstance, whatever they need. The lines are open. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Small or great, it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
Amen.
Amen. Because our God is an awesome God.
Yes,
Amen.
He is.
Amen. Whether that be the case, and nobody's calling, but I want to say to those of you that are on the line or listening, does anybody have any encouragement words they want to say tonight? The line is open for you.
Yes, I just, can you hear me? I guess I don't.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You got a word you want to say?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
If you can't hear me, I just want to say that I just was blessed by the word, and I just pray that it would keep going forward.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just bless the Lord for everything that was spoken on tonight. Amen. I know this is the third day of the new year, but I tell you, God is truly speaking. God never sleeps nor slumber. And the man of God, he's on point and he's on time with the word that he's coming forth with in this hour. And there's nothing, nothing but the word of God is the only thing that's going to hold us down. It's the only thing that's going to keep us in these last days. There's nothing but the word of God. And it behooves each and every one of us to get into an intimate relationship even more, spend more time with God. We can't keep going on what the preacher say.
Come on.
No more. We gotta get it for ourselves. It says, work
That's
out
right.
your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. The preacher is to open you up to the word for you to get a better understanding, but it's also for us to go into the word and start learning it for ourselves. That man of God, he just hit on a whole lot of things. You know, if we acquaint ourselves with God, he would teach us, he would show us, he would lead us, he would guide us. It's nothing that this word does not cover. Anything that you could think about in the word of God, it covers. I could remember, and even as the new year was coming in, the Holy Spirit had me to remember when I was a little bitty girl. And how my mama used to read the word of God to us when we got in trouble, when we were being disobedient, you know, to what she told us to do. And it was 6 or 7 kids of us in one house, but she would take the word of God and she would show us what the word would say about being disobedient. See, we like to tell the people all the time about the blessing, but there's a two-part. Mm-hmm. It's not a one part to God. It's a two part. He's a loving, gentle, kind, meekness, but it's also a side of him that he gets angry. He's jealous. He has his wrath.
All
and right. we cannot tell people part truth. We have to tell them the whole truth.
Right.
Yes, you can be blessed in your coming and your going. If you're willing and obedient, but if you're not willing and obedient, then you're going to feel the wrath of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all sickness and infirmity and diseases, it don't come from the enemy. It comes from God. It comes from God for your disobedience. And we have to tell the truth of the matter. No longer should we sugarcoat anything for the people. Here is what the word of God says. Take it up with God. You ain't got to do nothing but like the man of God just did. He took her from scripture to scripture to scripture to scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Who can argue with the word of God? Who can fuss with the word of God? Nobody.
Nobody.
Because all scriptures was inspired by who? By God himself.
That's right. Hallelujah. Amen.
It's time to tell the people. That's right. Amen. It's time for us to tell them the whole truth.
Oh God, thank you, Jesus.
What happened? And didn't he say the word? Didn't he say the word? It should make your face should make you whole. How are we to continue to feed the people?
Right.
Now, I don't know if anybody had any services yet in this new year yet. I know. I know Sunday is coming, and I know that's going to be the first Sunday of the new year. And I pray, and this is another prayer request, woman of God, the one that was taking prayer requests. I pray that this Sunday, when they open their mouth, each leader, each person is going to bring forth the word of God. When they open their mouth, they will allow God to fill it.
Amen.
The word of God told us, Jesus told the disciples, he said, when I sent them out, he said, take nothing with you, not even a script, not your purse, and not even your shoelaces. Don't take nothing with you, because I want to be the one to fill your mouth. It's time for God to fill our mouth so we can be effective just like Jesus was when he walked the earth. It's time to be effective in God's kingdom. But we first of all got to do what? I want to go to Matthew 18.
Fine and loose.
Hallelujah. I didn't come to preach tonight. I came to listen and just be a partaker. But I tell you, you can't sit down on the truth.
Come on.
When the truth has been told, you got to stand up, honey. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Matthew 18:3, and it says, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. See, we grown folks don't want to be converted.
Come on.
We don't want to humble ourselves and be like a little child. But what does the word of God say? What does he call us? His little children.
You in it.
But we don't want to humble ourselves. When you raising your children come to you for what? Advice, guidance, instructions, what to do and how to do it. That's the same way that we should be coming to God, to our Heavenly Father. Lord, what is it you want me to do? How you want me to do it? What you want me to say? Where you want me to go? That's how we should be coming to our Father. So we can be effective. Jesus said what to the disciples? He said, I come to do what the Father has sent me. It ain't me.
Right.
I'm doing what the Father said do. If I don't do in the book of John, if I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe a word I say. Can we make that confession today?
Hallelujah.
Can we make that same confession? If we don't do the work of our Father, don't believe a word we say. Because that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be doing the work of the one who sent us. Haven't each and every one of us been predestined?
Amen.
We was predestined before we was in our mother's womb. So who sent you? Who predestined you? Hallelujah, Jesus. He predestined us, our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
But we already, how the man of God ended and wronged us, we are already joint heirs seated on the right hand of the Father. Don't you want to return what your spirit is?
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Come on. You don't want your spirit to be kicked out of heaven.
Amen.
You want to return what your spirit is, because to be absent from the body is to be present with God.
Amen.
And that's where you want to be. You want to be with your Heavenly Father. Because you know what? He says, we're in his hands. And no man can pluck us out.
No
man. What you going to throw your hand? What you going to throw yourself out of the Father's hands for? Why would you allow anything to pluck you out? Because no man can pluck you out. It's us. It's we ourselves.
My.
And it's time for us to take accountability. That's what the word of God tells us. Take accountability. Examine your own self. Stop saying the devil made you do this and the devil made you do that. The devil can't make you do nothing. We got free will. It's the same thing. You gonna tell me the devil got more power than God? You gonna tell me that God can't make you do something, but the devil can? That's a lie from the pits of hell.
Because
the word of God already told us in the book of Romans 13 and chapter 1 that all power was given by who? God.
God's Son.
And he's not gonna give the devil more power than himself. Hallelujah.
He defeated.
That's right. It's time for us to operate in that greater power. Greater is he that's in you and he that's in the world. Stop giving in.
Stop giving in.
Somebody left a prayer request on the line. Can we still get back to that prayer request? Hello?
Amen.
Somebody had a prayer request.
I got a prayer request for my cousin, Dre Smith. I just want y'all to lift him up. He's been having some seizures, and I just want y'all to lift him up in prayer.
What's his name, woman of God?
Dre Smith. His mother's name is Erica Smith. Yes, ma'am.
Did you say his name is Dre?
Devon Dre Smith. We call him Dre.
Okay, Andre. Okay.
Well, you know what I want you to do? Can you take that prayer? Can you take that lift up prayer before God, sister?
Yes, sir.
Okay, lift it up.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Dre. Lord, we pray that you would have kept your angels you got in charge over him, Father. We ask you, Lord, to keep him in perfect peace, Lord, whose mind is stayed on you, Father God. Father, we rebuke the devil that's coming up against his body, Father God. We pray and plead the blood of Jesus over his body right now, Father God. We just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. We thank you right now that Dre is here. By your stripes, Jesus, Dre is here. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The idea, as the prophet, as the young man said earlier, when he gave us a litany of scriptures on what God wants us to do, our time is now, not tomorrow, it's now. God wants us now. Call those things to be not as if they were now. Speak the word of God. Speak it. Speak the word of God. Speak it. Preach the word of God. Preach it. Live the word of God. Live it. And you know one thing I found out? The more and closer I get with God and study, Jesus said, I can do nothing. And we all have heard it. Jesus said, I can do nothing except my Father show it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need to come to the same. We got a whole lot of Bibles out there. Got a lot of people that listen. Got a lot of fire. We got a lot of people that are in the ministry. They're not in God's ministry. They're in the world's ministry. They want something for nothing. Always want. I'm just being honest. Because God said, who went to the grave site of somebody that was sick? Who went to the hospital and spoke the word?
Come on.
I'm not going to brag, but I know what God has done in my life. I know what God has done for me. And I just want to encourage you continuously. I'm not on here with a sword to fight it. I'm here with to tell you that God loves you. And the authority that we have is of God. And the power we have is of God. And we have to remember, Jesus said it. Nothing that does not proceed out of the mouth of God, it must, and he knocked Satan down in the book. He says, God's word has all power. Satan thought he had defeated us, but he hasn't. We have defeated him by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You got to start, don't act like you got to start living it, start doing it. I am who I am. I was up this morning by the grace of God praying, and God says, if we all know the book in Matthew that says 6 and 8, he says, Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven. Holy be thy name. Holy be thy name. Holy be thy name. Why? Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. What kingdom? What kingdom? I come.
Right.
The kingdom of that's in the earth, the kingdom that's in heaven. Because we want it to be just like it is in heaven. In heaven, there is no sickness, there is no disease, there is no lie. But God say, everything you've done, I will forgive you. I'm here to tell you some of the worst things I've done in my life. God said, I said, but Lord, he said, I still love you.
Amen.
He said, I still love you.
Yes,
I said, but he said, I still love you.
Amen.
I said, why? He said, my son paid the price.
Hallelujah.
He said, my son. So I ain't got no argument with nobody. The
no.
only thing I got to say to those who love God, our fight is just a force. It's called a fight of faith.
Fight
of faith. The fight of
Amen.
Faith. The time has come. We got a young lady out there in California and said, we should be sending all our prayers before the Father. Father,
Amen.
Time has come. They say that a body is dead. They say, but now we say she is alive. Why? Because you said it. We speak life to her, Father. Because
Amen.
The devil needs to be made a fool. Satan does not love me, you, anybody on the radio line, off the line, by the line, through the line. Satan does not love us.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't
That's
love
right.
the people in him. He wants to keep both of those powerful ministers quiet.
Yeah,
but I'm here to press the song. Look, I'm on your team.
Thank you.
What team are you on? My team, what's your team? My team, what's your team? My team. God say, my team. God don't need a lot of us. He only needed just one. But everybody wants to. Well, that ain't what the Lord told me. Come on now, somebody.
You're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com/KASK.
Amen.
Amen.
I say this, beloved. I say this, beloved. I only have one thing that I've got to please. Because to please God is to live with God.
Amen.
And I challenge you. I challenge you. God says, you have not because you ask not.
And
I'm sitting up here with sin stuff. I just prayed to God. I've asked God. I ain't begged it. Got a new computer. Got all the stuff. I'm telling you what God's doing.
Faith.
God ain't begged. I ain't got to beg it.
No.
He said I will give. He said if you ask with belief, he said, oh, I'll do it. Because it pleases God.
Yes, it does.
I once was poor, but now I'm rich. Oh, my God, I'm rich. I'm rich in His righteousness. I'm living in His love. I'm living in His authority. I'm rich in His power. You know, and when I meet someone on the radio, it blesses me to follow you all the way home and watch
oh.
God.
Hey,
and
man.
Watch God do a great thing in their lives.
Woo.
And I have to tell you tonight,
thank
world,
you.
We have no more time. This is 2014.
Thank you.
And if a person don't want to follow where I'm going, you know what I always say? They have in the city of Houston, they have a bus stop on every corner. I always say, brother, if you're going with us, it's going to be a good ride, but you got to have faith. You ain't got time to all put each other down. If you want to stay on this ship, stay on it. But the conductor said, as a doorkeeper, those who want to get on can get on right now. We ain't going to be angry at you. But we're headed toward one place called there. There we will meet God. There we will meet God's glory. There we will see America turn back. There we will see the prostitutes come back in. There we'll see the homosexuals come back. There we'll see the murderers. There we will see God's word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's time, honey, that you keep stop keeping quiet. It's time you do more. Yes, Lord, I will. I have
Amen.
To speak to my soul. So.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're afraid of a wolf, you can't fight a lion. Wow. Hallelujah. If you cannot fight a wolf, you can't fight a lion. Because the wolves are everywhere. But if you can fight that wolf, you can stand up, because the lion is God Almighty through his Son. And when the lion of Judah stands in us, enemy has to fall back.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We have to know the strategic. We have to know the strategic of what we're going to do. And I say this with passion. Somebody says, why don't you charge a lot of people for the radio station? I'm not going to charge you a nickel and a dime. If you don't feel that blessing, I'm going to let God continue to keep me moving what I'm doing.
Amen.
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 Amen, 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 amen.
Amen, amen.
See, because I ain't no beggar. See, while some people can't see it, I would keep watching God. I'm here to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you because I love you. I asked Lord, I said, Lord, I said, my computer went down. The website went down for the radio station. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I said, oh, wait a minute. I don't know what to talk with. No. Don't be begging. Speak the word.
Speak
Lord,
the word.
I want somebody to get in and fix this up. Today, God sent two young ladies and say, we're here to do what you need done. There's only one thing you do is keep your word. They're 21 years old and 23 years old. And you know what? Ain't nobody but God. Ain't nobody but God. If you ain't going to help somebody, how you want God to help you?
That's right. Amen.
That preacher, boy, that man was on time. This boy stepping all over my toes. Every time I put on a new pair of shoes, he step on it. I say, ouch, 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 ouch. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
I don't know if I told. I got the drug of the Holy Ghost again, and I love it. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't nobody to do it like you. And see, we getting ready to come to a place up in Hempstead, Texas. In
Hallelujah.
We coming up there with a powerful Holy Ghost revival.
Amen.
And we're going to God do some things that people didn't believe that God can do.
Yeah,
they don't want to stand, I'm going to let it be known. No weapon that is formed against me and you and us shall prosper. But we have the right.
Amen.
We ain't got to borrow it. We ain't got to beg for it. We're going to speak the word.
Amen.
We're going to speak the word. If you don't, I say like I said to them, I want to be in the fight. I don't want to watch the fight. I want to be in the fight.
Be in the fight.
I mean, like, how many of y'all out there, women and men, y'all love sports? Do you want to be a participant or you want to be an activist?
Amen.
I want to be a participant.
Right.
Amen.
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 I want to be a participant.
If you want to be on God's side, get in the fight.
Get in the fight.
Amen.
See, don't worry about the line. Don't worry about, see, we got authority. We need to keep saying what God say. The more we press in, the more the kingdom of God reveals to us. And God has so much to give us in this hour. And I'm here to tell you, you're looking at a man who was dead 3.5 years ago, but God left him here. And you know what? I'm not afraid. The only fear I have is fear of God himself. Nothing the devil can do to me.
Come on.
Everything he's tried, he can't do nothing. I saw you shot your best shot. You shot your best shot.
Come on.
Is that the best you can shoot? Now watch this shot I'm going to shoot at you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you to loosen your hold upon them and let them go. I command you to speak words, come and leave them alone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. See, I'm from the country, boy. Back there in Brazos County, we had those long fields where we pulled cotton. And sometimes you had to buy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But Mother always said, if you didn't get the, if you didn't get that 1,000 pounds, don't come back home. And I want to say a thing like this. If yes, yes. If you don't want to work for God, don't worry about coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it, because he's going to ask us that. He said, did I not leave you with this? Did I not tell you this? Well, Lord, but you know, Lord, they told the prophetess I shouldn't do this. They told a sister, Amen. Who's out there? Who else got a word besides Hunter? Not all. Who got a word?
Amen. We have Sister Whoopi, and she has a word for us tonight, and we want to hear that word.
All right.
And giving all praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life and those that are in through the airways. May the Lord bless you tonight. May you be filled with joy, with exceeding joy and gladness of heart and mind. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now that you have summoned us to this place and to this assignment that you have given us to do on your behalf in the earth as in heaven in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit that dwelleth in us and upon our lives to grant us favor with you and with man wherever we go, say, and do in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would send your Mike and his war angels to the heaven to war against the prince of Persia, to push back the hand of the enemy, to give us the victory to fight when we get there in Jesus' name. Father, I feel righteousness. I pray, Father, that you open up the deaf ears of the hearts and the minds of people that they may hear life and that they may receive the life of God's Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you see an epidemic wind into the spirit realm and that you will destroy the enemy camp, destroy his database, his network may fail, his computers, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you destroy the plots and the plans of the enemy that's trying to come against your people, Lord God, that's decreeing your word in the earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray that you raise up prophets that watch prayer warriors and intercessors, Father God, on the wall to pick us up in the spirit realm, Lord God, name by name, Father. I pray that you they will pray and conduct their intercessors prayer under the direction of the Holy Ghost and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is my intercessor, and they that will not come down from their place assignment to their assignment.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, Father God, that you will move by your spirit. I pray that life will be the life of the breath, the life of your spirit in this place, Lord God, that we will lead different chain, renew, revive. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will heal and deliver and set the captive free. I pray that the blind eye will be open, the deaf ear will hear. I pray that faith will unstop the deaf ears and that it will open up the ears of the hearts and the minds of the people today will not rebel against your truth that's born in this place in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I give you praise. Lord, I thank you for your anointing. May it remove every burden, destroy every yoke of the enemy out of the people's lives, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, we bind the spirit of falsehood, lies, deceit, and deception. They were trying to stop the neck of the prophet for speaking your word, Father, in this place, in the name of Jesus. I pray that your prophetic anointing go forth. And, Father God, I pray, Father God, prophetic eyes to see the spirit realm, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would be glorified in this and that you would get all the glory in the name of Jesus, Father. I humble myself before the mighty hand of God. For you say in due time, you shall exalt us and have the earth, Father God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that those that are wise and discerning sons will rule over those that are foolish and unwise, Father, in this time, in this mighty name. Father, I pray right now, Father, Lord God, that you will bind us together on truth and righteousness, because you say, you know, believe on Christ, shall not die but shall live and declare the works of the Lord.
And Father, I come to declare your faith that you may rejoice in your work, Father, in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, I pray that you get all of the faith. I pray, Elohim, the creator of all things, that you would create life in this place, Father God, that you would send your word, your prophetic word, and that it would run through the hearts and the minds of the that it would not fall on deaf ears, but it would fall on good ground, oh Lord, and it would bring food, delicious food for the kingdom of God at this appropriate time. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you gave us a word. First, to speak your word, our cup of mind, Lord God. You told us to speak righteousness, to declare righteousness, Lord God. And you said, well, wisdom, speak great things, excellent things from your mouth, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you have graced my lips with you. That when we start to go forth and to heal and deliver, it will open up the eyes and the hearts and the minds of the people. I thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the man of God, that Lord God, that you have sent our Lord to this airway, Lord God, for the people in Houston, Texas, and all over the United States, Lord God, that hear these words, Father God. I pray that you will bless him and his household. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will bless him with everything that he's going to need of. Because you said you will bless those who bless us, Lord God. He's been a blessing, Lord God, to the people of God. Father, he has a heart of God, and he has a word in his mouth, Lord God, and it burns like fire, Lord God. He want to know, he want to see to be healed and delivered, and the cattle be set free. Lord, his will is to do your will. So, Father, grant his in the name of Jesus, bless this woman of God, the Lord, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to give her the wisdom that she would need to undergird the things of the Lord in this spirit and him to take the Lord God. Lord, I pray that you would draw all those that you have called and summoned to this place, that they may speak a word into the hands and the lives and the minds of the people, that they may too may be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, you say when your word go out, it shall not go out far, but it shall come out and it shall not do. Father, I thank you and I give you all the praise in this place in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as I speak your word, I decrease that you may increase. Lord, you move like you want to move. Breathe like you want to breathe. Do like you want to do. Father, fill this place, Father. Fill the ears and the hearts and the minds of your people with life, with the spirit of life, as you will, Father, in this place, in the name of Jesus. May it manifest, Lord God. Lord, it's time out there to speak in your word, but we're looking for manifestation, Lord God, because you said the earth is broken for those who are the true sons and daughters of the Most High God. And Father, we declare and decree that we are the true sons and the daughters of the Most High God. Now, Lord, you got out there, there shall flow rivers of living water. Life shall be and manifested for us, Father God. Peace shall manifest. I speak peace in this place in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let the people of God understand God, our hearts and our minds and our soul and body. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as I speak your word, Father, I pray as you did the children of Israel, when you burn them out of Egypt, Lord, God, you surround them with the wall of fire. So, Lord, surround them with the wall of fire when they cannot penetrate against your anointed word that's going forth in this place, in this hour, in this time, in this place, in the name of Jesus. For we are in the place in God. In Christ Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your glory, that your glory reign and register in this place, Father. Let it enlighten our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, I pray, Father God, give us grace, truth, goodness, and mercy to be our body, God, to say, watch over this place, over our hearts and our minds and our souls and our body, even our families, Lord God, and our ministry that you've given us, Lord God, day and night, that they be our body, God. In the name of Jesus, not Jesus. I pray that you stand beside us and that you protect us from our incidents and incidents. Because even though not like that, this word is going forth. So protect us from every incident and accident of the enemy that will try to bombard us from each side. In the name of Jesus. Now, Jehovah, go before us with your spear lifted up in your hand. In the name of Jesus. And go before us and cut all our enemies out. And bring them to nothing when they shall not rise against us a second time to afflict us, to press us, to hurt us in this place. Again, and again, according to Nahum 1:9, you said this spirit shall not pass through our land no more in the name of Jesus. The spirit of falsehood, the spirit of lies and deception, deceit. Lord, we cut the spirits out now in the name of Jesus by the sword of the spirit of your word. Father, you gave enough authority to speak life in this place, and life shall be in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Thank you,
amen.
Father.
Anybody else got a prayer? Who is Jesus? Hallelujah.
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 Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Nobody but our God is a good God.
Yeah. Amen.
That lady from New Jersey, are you on the line with us?
Are you on the line with us from Tennessee? Are you on the line with us from Mississippi?
Good evening, it's New Jersey.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is New Jersey. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Praise the Lord.
Evening.
I just thank the Lord for the word that's come forth tonight and give God all the praise and the glory. It's just such a word in due season for us. Thank you, Doctor.
Amen. Well, I want to say this to you, sister. The night you was on, the prophetess sent me an email saying somebody wanted to say something. You're that one. And God has kept his hands upon you. And not only you, but I'm grateful. Somebody out there, somebody listen right now. But we're living in America. We have the best military forces. We have the best scientists. We have the best technology. But we who are above should not live below. I'm going to say that again. Some of us, we got the best technology, the best scientists. We got the best of everything. We should not live below ourselves because our God has called us to a place called there. He said he'd make us the head and not the tail.
Amen.
He will bless us coming and be blessed us going. He said in our bodies, we'll be blessed. And God said, well, I love it, I love it, I love it. What God said, God said, you shall be a lender and not the borrower. Hallelujah. So all of you got stuff to start lending, to stop borrowing.
Amen.
Borrowing. Some of you on the radio line with me, I'm going to tell you, you can get a new car right now.
Hallelujah.
You can get a new house right now. You can get a new everything you want right now. Let me tell you how God's going to do it.
Hallelujah.
God said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me, Brother Willie Hunter, sisters and brothers, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. So in a green pasture, in a green place, there is plenty of everything. Everything is new. Everything is new. Everything to God, a new car, new vegetable, new clothes to put on, new everything. God wants us. It's up to us. It's up to us.
Amen.
It's up to us. It's up to us. It's up to us. It's up to us. See, I ain't going to tell you. I'm going to tell you one time only. God got it if you want it.
Amen.
But I'm going to say this to you. Because if you take the scripture, you notice, Abraham said to his father, he said, why do we have to have about all this God? The God to have seed, the God to raise this, the God for this, and the God for that. Do you not think God will not listen? That's why he called him. Abraham, quietly, Abraham, God has called us. We have the Abraham, Jesus, factor in us. God has called us to leave where you are through Jesus Christ. Come follow me. Jesus said, he said, I'm greater than Abraham. But if we take what God's word is, I've never seen God, but I watch God. I watch it. Ooh, Jesus, I watch God's hand move. God wants us, beloved.
Amen.
He wants us. And as long as breath is in my body, I'm going to fight the good fight of faith, and I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord.
Amen.
I ain't going to argue with you. I ain't going to fuss with you. I ain't going to try to correct you, but the word correct you.
That's right.
Give the word.
Mm-hmm.
Give the word. And the ninth chapter of Matthew, not mean Romans, is the most powerful, potent in that word.
Mm.
In the Romans 5:2. Romans 5:2.
Amen.
And when you read 5:1, if you read that, you're going to see something. We are justified.
Justified.
Just as if that we never committed sin.
That's right.
Because God, if I'm justified, why should I walk around with sloppy shoes on?
Come on, preacher.
With must under my arms, my face need a shake. I'm wearing, why should I, God, he putting us with new garments on, garments of holiness, garments of righteousness. God want us to do what he say he going to do. He don't want us to sit back and let somebody else. Obama can't do nothing. Obama just a stand, that's all. George Bush was nothing but a stand. Clinton was nothing but a stand. But God want us. The time has come. Are you on the ship of God? Are you on the ship of just can't get out of the dock? See, there's a difference. See, you're talking to a man who was, but God said, "Do you trust in that?" I said, "Yes, Lord, I do. I got a powerful testimony to tell you, because God raised me up." And somebody said, "Well, God completed you. I'm already healed."
Amen.
I'm walking it out.
Amen.
I'm living it out. Am I afraid? No. Am I ashamed? No. I ain't done nothing because I've been forgiven.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because I love God.
Amen.
And because, let me tell you how God does it. Lord, thank you. Because I was able to help somebody this weekend who has some children that she loved dearly. God sent two girls to me today, and they helped me. I said, see how God is not short of his word.
See that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He ain't short of his word.
No, he's not.
So I say to you, if you look eye to eye, face to face with God, God will say, I love you.
Amen.
And so all you got to do is say, I love you, Lord. He said, I love you too.
Love
my grandson just passed by, said, I love you. And God is saying, I love you. Can you see that, beloved?
Yes.
To those people in him, say, God is getting ready to move y'all to a new, ooh, Jesus.
Ooh, God. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Glory to your name. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Praise your name.
I want the enemy to start making his attack early because there's nothing he can do.
Amen.
I always say it like this. The city is locked down. The city is locked down, yeah. Honey, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you can't get in.
Come on, preacher.
Oh,
come on, preach.
Holy Ghost, you can't get in. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You got to have it. You got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to have the fire. You got to have the power. You got to have the know with all. What God's word is. God's word is power.
Hey, glory.
I don't intend to be on the losing team.
Amen. We win in Christ.
Because I know who we are. When I didn't have education, God provided me. I come from a poor, poor family. God has raised me up. I'm not bragging, not boasting, but God. Nobody but God. And I'm going to love y'all. I'm getting it set up on the computer that a young girl at church. She said, you'll be able to talk to everybody on your line if you want to. I said, no, some of the folks, I'm going to be on the council phone. Can I say some, have some joy of the Lord? The church ain't got mighty quiet, Lord. Well, if I can see you online, see, I'm telling you about the new technology. I can put you on Skype and see you face to face.
And he's got to come to you.
Amen.
Right there.
Well, look at you, right there on Skype.
Oh, come on. See that?
Amen.
Look right at you.
This is what God has done. God is so possible.
Eyes of nothing.
I have to the children of God. Yeah, Lord.
Glory to your name.
You're still anointing. That does what that breaks.
Hallelujah.
Some people just,
glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father, tonight I just say thank you, Father.
For your word is true,
and your word is true.
Father,
you said in the 17th chapter of St. John, you said, through Jesus Christ, you said, Father, you mentioned his name. He said, Holy Father.
Yes.
You mentioned his name. He said, Father.
Father.
You said, Our Father. And Jesus, you never put yourself above the Father. But you brought me and you brought all of us unto the understanding. We must bow before the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, because you bowed and you submitted. You submitted, Jesus. We have to do the same.
Right.
And we thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Woo,
Jesus. What that first minister, is he still there? First one to come on the first hour, is he still there?
Yeah, he's still here.
What is his name?
That is Miss Allen. And we have
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the anointing that is possessed upon all of us, we stretch our hands of faith toward this minister, that you will raise them to another level.
Hallelujah.
A level of quietness, of peace and joy. A level to know that, yes, Lord, you said you want to raise him up.
Yes.
Because there are many things that are holding on to him, Father. And you're going to cut it off.
Yes,
Lord. Doors from the close in your face, but God's going to open up new doors.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Because he said, I love you because you love God. God has watched over you and he watched his word in you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And you haven't taken the Psalms in the 45th chapter where those people who said, oh, we looking up, we're rich, we got everything we need, we ain't got to worry about the people who ain't got nothing because we're better than them. No, but God said, and the Holy Spirit moves upon me to tell me to tell you, my brother, God say, he got you.
Hallelujah.
In other words, he said, I got your back.
Praise
the
Lord.
They done lied on you. He said, but I got your back.
Praise God.
He said, but I got your back.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I got your back. Why he got his back? Because I'm going to watch his back. I'm going to protect you. Hallelujah. But you're going to see me in the face. Face to face.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody out there in there on this airline is asking God for the fullness of the Holy Spirit in their life.
Yes,
fullness.
Lord.
All you got to do is lift your hands and let's say, Father, I receive.
Hallelujah.
Let it flow. For out of your blood shall flow rivers of living water.
Lord, I shun that.
Oh, shun this, Siki.
He's going to use you, woman of God. He's going to use you.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Gloria Shinda.
He said, because they will see you and know who you are, because they're going to say, who is she?
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Asha. He could have started at the order. But you see, there's anointing that flows upon you. And the devil can't understand it. I thought we had him. No, we missed him.
Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah, boy,
No. We ain't going back. We're going forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, out of a blessed flow, living water, while we're yet on this airway, we want to show the devil he's a liar. He didn't hear us.
Lord,
out of our most inner part.
Yeah, but of course, Shanda.
So for the living water.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Gloria, Shanda. And you're birthing right now the fullness of joy.
Get up, Lord.
There's an outpouring, there's an outpouring. God has said, I'm showing you who I am.
Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you. We ain't got to beg him, we just asking.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Say, Lord, I receive.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Woman of God, say, Lord, I receive.
Lord, I receive.
Let it flow.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Fire.
Come on, woman of God.
Fire.
God want to take you. Woman of God.
Fire.
Thank you,
Lord.
Dr. Hunter.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Woman of God. God want to take you high tonight.
Hallelujah.
Come on, forget about your circumstance. Forget about where you at. If you got to close your eyes.
Oh, just God. Receive, thank you, Jesus.
Just receive what God is doing for you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, 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 come on,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
Come on. Maria Chicaria Chicaria Maria Chicaria Chicaria Maria Chicaria 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 Maria Chicaria Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord.
Come on.
I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo, glory to your name, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory to your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. I lift your name on high, Father. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For la chandelia, si caramoco, chandelia. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I lift your name on high, Father. Lord, I thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Know you and you don't even know me, but I know the Lord is telling me to tell you. He see the yes. Word of God says surely the Lord would do nothing but before he revealed it and said his secrets until his prophets. I don't know if anybody yes. told you or who you are, but I know God has called you to be his mouthpiece. I know God
I
has
know
called you to be his seer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's why he's
we
calling
you
up.
We love you too.
He's calling you up. You got to come up higher. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because those things they only be revealed. He told John, he said, John, come up here. Hallelujah.
Hempstead, you're on fire.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You've been praying and believing. Look what God's done for you tonight, Hempstead. You've been pressing your way in. Look what God has done for you there,
yes,
Hempstead.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Cry loud. And spare not.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Slew for low. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you.
Hallelujah. Dr. DeLore, you got something else to say to him, sir?
Yes, I do. I tell you, man, we have been blessed tonight. We truly have been blessed, and we have a word from the Lord from Sister Bridget. We've truly been blessed. We gonna allow her to give us a word from the Lord, and just keep on being blessed. Yes. We want it to keep flowing while it's flowing. Let the Spirit flow while it's flowing. Come on.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh,
amen.
Ooh.
Amen.
Ooh, wee. Yeah. She might do the holy dance.
Whatever the Lord wants to do, it's all about Him. And we come to give Him all the glory. If He wants us to dance, then what we'll do? We'll dance like David did. We'll strip. Just like He did. He stripped. Yes. The word of God says, "Whatever the Lord says, do it." Amen. Do it. Right. Do it. So we do it. Amen. Praise to God be the glory. Amen. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about the book of Genesis. Was talking about in Genesis 41 and. And we're talking about Joseph and Pharaoh. When Pharaoh had those dreams, y'all know the story about Joseph Pharaoh. But I want to lay a foundation, scriptures, so we can have something we can have concrete, you know, because the Bible says, get wisdom is the Christmas thing, therefore get wisdom. So I just want to just kind of give some background scriptures, you know, just to kind of undergird those scriptures that God has already given me and to let you know how the Spirit of God operates. Those of you that don't know God, you know, in the power of His might. So, therefore, we want everyone to be able to eat and feast on the Lord tonight, whether you spiritual or whether you don't know God at all. So I pray that the Lord Himself, He will meet every need, because when we're to speak, He meets every need. He needs nobody out. That's what I like about it. He needs nobody out. So, you know, and everybody is going to be on board tonight, you know. And nobody's going to be left behind. Yeah, you know, this is a faith thing. So you believe by faith, you will not be left behind. If you have your Bible, turn to Proverbs 2 and 1. And this is what the Lord was saying to Solomon. He wrote the book of Proverbs. He said, my son, if you receive my word and treasure my commandment within you so that you incline your ears to wisdom, the first thing we have to do, we have to receive the word of faith. When faith is being preached and teached, we have to receive the word of life. Jesus said, the word of spirit and life. That's John 6:63. And then when we get the life of God's word, we have to treasure him in our heart, because there are the issues of life, the heart speaking. And so that we incline our ear to wisdom. Because faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. The word of God is God's wisdom that we have to hear when he speaks. And he said, and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for discerning. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Let me stop right there. That's what God is looking for today. He's gone throughout the earth looking for those that have the wisdom of God in their mouth.
Amen.
Because too many people are raising up and saying that they have been called by God to speak God's word and has no wisdom of God in their mouth. And for the Lord give wisdom from his mouth called knowledge. And therefore we must have the knowledge of God on our lips, because of Malachi 2:6-7 say the priest of God must keep knowledge on his lips, because the people must seek the law of faith from his mouth so they can be healed and delivered, set free from the captive. Amen?
Amen.
And the Bible says, of sound wisdom for the upright. So therefore, if you get wisdom in your heart, God said he was stored up in time when famine comes. And I'm going to be talking about the famine tonight because there's a famine in the land from hearing the word of God.
Yes, amen.
So therefore, we're going to have to know what thus said the Lord say concerning his word in these famine days. Amen. So we can live by faith and not die. Amen.
Amen.
By the famine.
Amen.
Amen. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equality in every good path. Now, number 10 is say, when wisdom enters your heart, therefore, the principal thing is to get wisdom. So when wisdom comes, it enters your heart. It has to be in your heart. Amen?
Yeah.
It's like wisdom of the heart. God gave us his wisdom, so wisdom was surfaces in our heart, so it will separate us from the flesh, and so the flesh will contaminate the spirit that's in our heart, which is the word of God. Amen? It
Amen.
Said, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is held into your soul, so we know when wisdom enters your heart, then the knowledge of God's wisdom is going to be planted into your soul. The reason why people are hurting are going through the situation, trials, and circumstances, because they have no wisdom in their heart and no knowledge
Come
in
on.
Their soul. Therefore,
Amen.
They have turmoil. But I have a word, I have an antidote for you tonight. If you get the wisdom of God in your heart and the knowledge of God in your soul, you will have some peace. Because the Bible
Amen.
Says the Prince of Peace. And when you get peace with God, your heart and your mind, when you have wisdom and knowledge in your heart and your soul. Amen? So
Amen.
Therefore, it says, number 11 says, I like this, it says, discretion will preserve you. So therefore, if you don't have no wisdom, discretion will preserve you. That's why the world doing whatever they want to do because they have no discretion in themselves.
Yes.
They have no knowledge of God's word in themselves. And so without the word in themselves, then they're subject to do anything. Which they do everything and anything.
Come on. That's good.
They don't know the God that they have no discretion in themselves. It says discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil. Therefore, they have no wisdom in their heart. They have no knowledge in their soul. They have no discretion to preserve them. Therefore, understanding, in which understanding comes, it will teach them to deliver them from the way of evil. That's why God says, wisdom is the principal thing, but all you'll get is to understand. Why? Because understanding will preserve your life from the evil one. It will guard your heart and your mind so the thief won't come in and steal and plunder and rob from you. Who is the thief today? The thief is the pagan of religious people. They are the spirit right. They are the thieves and the robbers. The Jesus said all came before me were thieves and robbers. And so we have some thieves in the land. And the man of God, Alan, was talking about earlier, he said about the tares, how they come in and they sow tares among the wheat because they don't want to hear the word of life declared true to them. They want to take God's word out of the equation and put their word in. And, then he substitute falsehood, lies, and deception. But I come to announce tonight that there never is a lie.
Amen.
We don't live by falsehood, we live by truth. God's wisdom is truth. Amen?
Amen.
And therefore,
Amen.
We have to live by truth. Amen. So let me just accept that right now, that we live by truth. The just shall live by faith. We believe on the faith as the scriptures say in Romans 4 and 3, and it's called to us for righteousness.
Amen.
And the righteousness of God, it always declares truth.
Amen.
It don't declare falsehoods and lies and defeats and deception. It always declares truth. Amen. Glory to be to God.
Amen.
I know somebody says, well, I don't know why you get up on the internet and why you get up on the radio station saying all this. Where it needs to be said. Somebody got to smile and cry. And they got to hear the word of the Lord so the people can hear. Because faith come on here and hear the word of God. Amen?
Yes, amen.
It says, from those who lead the path of unrighteousness to walk in the ways of darkness. See, when you don't have wisdom in your heart, you'll lead the path of righteousness. You'll walk in the path of darkness. The world, what they're doing, they're telling you everything is fine, everything is good. You can marry a homosexual. You can do this, you can do that. Oh, it's
you better preach.
Make you feel good. Whatever this is, whatever that is, oh, don't worry about it. You ain't got to have no consequences. There's no prison for this. Do whatever make you happy. Whereas the Bible don't tell us to do whatever makes us happy. The Bible says, whoever fears God. Amen? And it says,
Amen.
He says, and it says, number 14, who rejoice in doing evil. See, the people that's on the path, they rejoice in doing evil. They don't do good. So the Bible says, those who speak God's word, they do good. We speak God's truth, we do good. We speak God,
yes.
We speak evil, we do bad. And God don't want people to speak evil to us. He wants us to speak good. How do you speak good? The Bible says, good report make a sick person well. So we need to hear faith. We need to hear truth. And then the Bible says, your ways are crooked. Because when you speak in a lie, your ways will be crooked. And God don't want us to walk crooked. He says, he go before us and make the crooked world straight and the rough places smash. And he moves a lump out the road to give us a smooth passage. The Bible says, the steps of a man's steps are honored by the Lord. So our steps are honored to walk right before God, to reverence him, to respect him, to honor him. But don't nobody want to do that now. Everybody want to do their own thing. And you can't do your own thing in the kingdom of God. So we know those have what they do, they sow to the flesh, and those of the spirit sow to the spirit. And the Bible says you'll know them by their fruit, because their fruit will bear witness of what sort of fall of fruit that is bringing forth.
Right.
Amen? Yes. From the ground, from the heart. Amen. So, you know, it's open now. It's open foot now. It's not shut anymore. It's open. Okay. Now, it says, I get excited. That's the God of all of my life. I can't hit that. I ain't trying to hit it.
Amen.
But,
Amen.
This is nothing. Okay, this is what I have to eat. This is my diet. Okay, it says let's go down to number 20. The 16. It says wisdom, what it does, when you don't have wisdom, what the wisdom do, it delivers you from the immoral woman.
Yes.
It's a with her words. Because what religion do, it flatters with her words. It's not the game. What they want now, it's so hard to find a place. I tell anybody, don't be committed to a building, because we are the spiritual building of Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of this building. And therefore, we don't worship a building, but we worship truth and righteousness, which is Jesus Christ himself.
Yes.
And so, therefore, what they're doing, they're taking God's word out of the Bible, and they're putting their own words and doctrine and teaching and mannerism in the Bible, and they saying God said this and God said that when God didn't say that. And so, therefore, they're producing the people with these wicked spirits of falsehood. So the first thing that he's trying to do, he's trying to take the neck of the prophets, because the prophets, what they do, they connect on God. They speak and declare truth and righteousness. Then you got the apostles. You got the fivefold ministry. You got the apostles that set the foundation in the churches. And then you got the prophets that come and build on the foundation where the prophet laid. But see, what happened is they got their own doctrine of mannerism. They don't want truth. They want lies. They want something to itch your ears to make them feel good. They want to do it like mama. They want to do it like, okay, well, we not used to the custom of this. Well, the Lord didn't ask you, he didn't ask you your opinion. He didn't, matter of fact, he didn't tell you to give you his opinion. All he said, the ways of the Lord is righteousness.
Yes.
The way of the Lord is righteousness. He said, we're going the way of the Lord. And he said, although we'll follow after righteousness, shall reap a reward. And we promise reap a reward. What is that reward? Of his blessing. What is his blessing? The blessing of the Lord is not just maturity, but a spiritual thing. You know, you get the person, then the spirit will give you the work you need in the natural. The Bible says, see first the kingdom of God, first and all his right, and all these other things will be added unto you. But people are trying to see things, and things got people in trouble. Because people are buying out the things, and things are seducing them. If they ain't got that thing, then they've been so numb, they're seduced by these spirits. So therefore, they can't serve them to God. But the elder is saying the woman of God is the declare and preach faith. The preach faith in the hearing of people. To take the darkness out their ears and their hearing so they can hear faith. Faith upstop the ears. And faith upstop our own mouth what the people can hear what the Lord is saying. And it's time to out. It's time for faith to go forth God's word so it can shut the loud mouth so the people can hear faith so they can be saved in these last days. What's going to save you in it's the word of God. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And then it says, I'm going to go to 20. It says, so wisdom, so you may walk in the ways of goodness. So when you have wisdom, you will walk in the ways of goodness. And keep to the path of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be unworthy from it. Proverbs 1:33 says, but whoever listens to me, this is wisdom speaking,
yeah,
will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil.
Yeah.
Now let's get to work. We want to go over here. I'm going to talk a little bit about Joseph tonight. There was a famine in the land, and anytime there was a famine in the land, wisdom has to be heard in the ear of the people.
Yeah.
So they come hear the word of God. Romans 10:17 declares. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, without faith it's impossible to please God. So therefore, we got to have the word of God to please him.
Amen.
Without the word, we can't please God.
Right.
So therefore, we cannot trust on the teachings of man, because their words are not God's words. Their words are flesh, carnality.
Yeah.
We cannot live by carnality, flesh, and commandments of men. Mm-hmm. A doctrine. Because we're not under the law no more. We're not kept by the law anymore, but we're up under grace.
Amen.
Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. 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 God for it. He said there is a famine in the land, and I'm talking about God's word. Jesus said, according to John 6:63, it is the spirit that gives life. The flesh talks nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. So we will need God's wisdom to speak to us so we can live by his spirit. We have to hear instruction from God. Wisdom is to be wise. You have to have wisdom to be wise in a family. Proverbs 1:2-3 bears witness of that. Praise your Jesus. Glory be to your name. And then it also says Proverbs 1:8-9-20, which I just got to speak about. It says 21, it says wisdom will speak in her word. Wisdom have her own words. Wisdom don't need man's words. God got his own word. And he can back up his own self with his word. He don't need man to back him up. He needs his word. Amen.
Amen.
In their life. We are in a time where the wisdom of God is very needed in times like these. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Deuteronomy 8:3. The wisdom of God gives right answers. We need the word of God, because the word of God gives us right answers.
Yeah.
Man's word gives us falsehood, because it has no right answer in it. It's not built that way. God didn't put it and designed it that way. He said, listen to him. Wisdom will tell you who to listen to. All you got to do is hear him with the wisdom. He said, listen to him. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
so God give right answer to your problems and care. If you got a problem and care, go to wisdom. Jesus said, come to him. All you who will carry here relate.
Yeah.
He said, he'll give you rest for your soul. He didn't say, go to man. He didn't say, go to Pastor Bishop. He didn't say, go to Pastor so-and-so, he told him, come to him. Come to his word. And so David said, the man that I follow must be a just man, rooted in the fear of the law. If he's not rooted in the fear of the law, and he's not worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth, with his word, you can't follow him. Because he's the Bible says, follow the wheat. What is the wheat? The wisdom of God. It's the wheat. Wheat, what's grain? Do you want a grain? Do you want a life? Do you want the peace? Do you want a job? What do you want?
Come on,
Mike. Wisdom will ask you a question. What do you need? I'll be whatever you need me to be. I'll become whatever you need me to be. I am family. And whatever I need, God said he'll give it to me and provide it for me. Amen?
Amen.
The wisdom of God gives, okay, praise you, Jesus. Now, thank you, Lord. The wisdom of God open up your ear so you can hear God's wisdom when he speaks. Believe God's word by faith. Isaiah 55. Let's go there. I'd like to go through the scriptures. I'm gonna take my time. I get excited.
Amen.
It's been a while since I've been out in the pub. I've been in, the Lord been handing me my clothes change. I guess just hitting for such a time as this. And he brought me out, and I was just excited about it. And he said, rejoice with those who rejoice. Come on, rejoice. Come on, rejoice.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55. It says, the Lord God has given me the tongue to learn. Now, faith come out here and hear the word of God. And after you hear the word of God and get in your heart, then when it gets in your heart, then your mouth will speak what's in your heart.
Amen.
Then your tongue, because the Bible says life and death is the power of the tongue. So we speak the life of God's spirit with our tongue. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
You should know how to speak. See, there's a lot of people don't know how to speak the word of God because they're not spirit. They're flesh. And flesh cannot speak God's spirit. He cannot speak God's word to God's people, because we are made from the Spirit. It says that we shall know how to speak a word that's seated to him who is with it. He waking me morning by morning. He waking my ear. See, faith waking your ear.
Yes.
God's word
yes.
in the morning and tell you, get up and go pray. Because he told me to get up and go pray. And I know that's him telling me, because man ain't going to tell me to get up and go pray. Church ain't going to tell me to get up and go pray. Mother of faith is telling me to go out there and sell my body.
Yes.
But the Spirit of the Lord will tell me to go pray.
Yes.
So therefore,
yes.
you have to deserve to know who's speaking to you.
Because yes.
the devil will speak and tell you to do things that are not God's word. Will for your life, and you don't know what the will of the life of God, of the Father is for your life. Amen?
Yes.
He said he wakes me morning. He wakes me morning by morning. He wakes my ear. What is your ear? Your understanding. He wakes your ear to hear and to learn. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I will not obey. See, when people's ears get open, when faith comes, they won't be rebelling. The reason why people are rebelling in the churches and in the places is because their ears not open.
Right.
Their heart not open and tune into the Spirit.
Amen.
And therefore the Bible says, open up your heart. He said when his word comes, he said, choose you. I heard the man of God say, choose you this day who you're going to serve. God give us a choice in the matter.
Amen.
He said, choose life or you choose death. And we call it choose life because life, what it does is give us life and more abundantly. And we
yes.
will be prepared. Where all of those that ears are open to hear faith, to hear the word from God. Have you ever been in a place and you can hear God profoundly speaking to you, and somebody else is sitting beside you, and you say, did you hear that? And they look at you, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
God ain't talking to everybody. God ain't talking to him.
Come
he said,
on, come on.
You that they will not hear the voice of the Lord. So therefore, it is important today to know who's speaking to you, because you got different spirits, and you got to be able to identify who's speaking to you. Identify the spirit, the source that's speaking to you. If you don't know what the Word of God says, then you can be fooled, you can be deceived, you can be talked about pushed in and pulled out into the snares of the devil. And God don't want you to be in the snares of the devil's hand. Because, you know, he set you free.
Yeah.
He ain't going to come back and die no more. He's going to die for that.
Amen.
And when God sets you free, you can't get back and take with the younger brother. Everybody say, come on, I'm going to be from among them. Be you separated. Separated from the flesh. Separated from, I don't care if it's your mama, your dad. Yeah, we love them. My mother's a Muslim. I love her. I was separated for almost 30-something years with my mother. God, guess what? And God gave her back to me. He said, because you separate yourself from her, now you're back. Now she coming over to on the Christian side.
Amen.
Because I recognized with her. And the Lord told me, that's all right. I got it. Now she up there talking about Jesus. Now she's talking about his words. I hear her voice, and I hear him speaking in my ear. It's in the ear when the enemy comes. Lord, I'm their mouth, in their belly, in their God put it there. He created it there. He breathed it in there. And he breathed it. He entwined it there. He gave it there. He gave life there. And so when they opened their mouth, it came up, come up on life. And life will manifest. And you know what? It's time about hearing people, there ain't no manifestation. They talk about they saw, they doctor this and doctor that. Hey, if there ain't no manifestation, get away from that, because that ain't God. God, when he speak a word, he declares a word, he decrees what it manifests. And guess what? It's going to be some suddenness. Because what happened was when Joseph, when he called Joseph to the dungeon, the Bible says, our Pharaoh told his servants, give him a bath, give him some new clothes. Get ready. You get ready to have some new clothes around him. Hey, you get ready to eat the best, live the best, dress the best, wear the best, and go in first class in life. Because God said we are the citizens of Christ Jesus. I know everybody don't like to hear about that, but it's the truth. The goodness of God is in our purpose. Why are you going to know God is good if he ain't blessing you? People don't understand spiritual things, but they know natural things. So that's what God has to do. Joseph, he crowned his head with glory. He was a wise man. He was a discerning star. And the Bible says, in this hour, it's going to have to be a discerning star and run the house. Yeah. Rule the house. When the Spirit of the Lord come in, when wisdom come in, flesh got to reside. It got to, another thing, it got to go to the grave and just die. Die to itself, to his old life. It want to live a new life. And I'm going to tell you something. If I talk about Pharaoh, the Pharaoh was a wise man in a sense, because he told Joseph, hey, you rule over here.
That's right.
And then you get who you want in the house. He said, just let me know that I'm still Pharaoh over this government, over this territory. But you rule,
come
you
on.
Reign. You be Lord in this place.
That's right.
He bowed out to the King of Kings, that was that Joseph, but to Jesus Christ. And then when the people come to the house, they're going to bow out to the God that's in us. Talk to the Christ. If they want to live, if they want to eat, they're going to come to us. Because we got the food, we got the bread, we got the rice, we got the peace to give them. Because Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. So when life come in, they're going to see the light. What is life? God's knowledge. God's knowledge shining on our hearts. That was 2 Corinthians 4:6 said. He said God commanded the light. So we got to start commanding light to be. So when light comes in, like light coming in tonight, then guess what? The glory of God is shining up on our hearts in the face of Jesus. People are going to see the goodness of God, and they're going to come to you. When you go to church, and you're going to tell them, I am the church. I'm the name of God. I'm the Holy God.
Come on.
Glory to the name of Jesus. It's all about, come on. I'm going to save Peter. I'm going to save Joseph. No. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's a living church. He is.
Come on.
These people touch the buildings, and they're not touching his word.
Yeah.
Come on.
Joseph.
Joseph had the wisdom of God and the spirit of counsel. Get ready. These last days, people are going to come to you to counsel them. Because they're going to have a dilemma. They're in a dilemma. And they don't know which way to go. They don't know to go right or left. They don't know to go back or forward. But you got the antidote. You got the word of wisdom in your heart and in your mouth. And you got knowledge on your lips. And when you open up your mouth, grace going to release. Praise up on their life. Because he says, what does the Bible say? Oh, that Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is up on me. Hey, glory to God. And the Bible said, yes, he did. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me. Let's go there and put our eyes up on it. Hey, the glory of God. Amen. Luke 4:18. I love it.
Amen.
And ain't nobody mad but the devil. We trying to get him mad because guess what? He out of there. It's over for him. No more than that. Moses
Church
is cold and old forever. Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. Hey, Moses was a guest in the house, but Jesus is the house.
That's right.
Hey, glory to God. And he's in our house. He's the spirit house. He's the house. So if they want to talk to the house, they got to come to us. Because Jesus made us the house on earth.
Right.
Hallelujah to God with the glory. Luke 4:18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me. That was up on Joseph, which is up on us. Joseph was a prototype of Jesus. It said, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. See, only God can send you to a place. If he ain't sent you, he ain't sent you. You said,
come on.
And people going to the day talking about God sending them somewhere and they got a word in their mouth. Them not the wheat. Yeah. Understand the difference. Know the difference between the wheat and the tares. Study the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Holy Bible revealed it to you. It says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, to recover sight to the blind. Because you know somebody was stealing. When you're blind, people rob you. And you don't want to be robbed no more, so you can't be blind no more. You're going to have to get some understanding so you won't be blind no more. So when the spirit of understanding come in, you don't rub your understanding, lighten your
Amen.
Mind, so you know the hope and cause of the will of the Lord for your life. Ephesians 1 and 17 and 18 declares that. Read it for yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. You say, and accept and deliver those who are oppressed. Hey, glory to God. Thank God we are depressed no more. Because when wisdom come in, he removes oppression.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell one more scripture. I'm going to close it because I don't want to keep it too long. I don't know how my time's going. It's 10:32. I'm going to left. And the man of God, I'm going to leave some room for him. And it says, number 19, to proclaim the second year of the Lord. Favor. See, favor is here now.
Yep.
It ain't what you made, Lord. It's what God has given us.
That's
it's his man's favor.
Yeah.
It's his favor sufficient for our life. And we have the favor of God on our life. And people going to see God's favor on your life. They're going to come to where the favor is. Because what God said in Luke 2 and 52, write it down. He said, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor. With God
favor.
And with man. And that's my prayer.
Come
every day. Lord,
come
I thank
on.
You that I'm with wisdom and understanding with favor. He gave me favor wherever I go. God gave me a debt-free home. I didn't pay one penny for it. Bring cars up in and out. They just built it and gave me the keys on the 19th. Then he turned around and gave him a state of being. Then she did, I didn't go look at my case of my door. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
Listen to this. They took me out of the church and told me, hey, we can't have you come in here declaring the truth and righteousness because you're going to steal our money. Listen, now you want to
Mama.
Anniversary, the hell with you, devil. We speak and declare God's truth and righteousness. If you don't want to accept us in the house, in the temple of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, we go to the streets. We go to the rocks and let them cry. Glory to God, to the highest. Because God got people on the street will cry out and give them glory. Because they have not heard that, but faith is coming. It's coming now because we're speaking on the airways. It can't go back. God, it got to come down and tell us to do. So therefore, when Pharaoh gave Joseph, he gave him everything in the house. Told him, gave him a chariot, gave him everything. He didn't have to work for nothing. Yeah, he went through. See, let me tell you something. Don't you count God out because you go through your dilemma, your songs. That's the place where God show his strength and his power. That's the place where he show his glory. That's the place where he show what he got all by himself. And when everybody is walking away, he comes in and show who he is. I'm telling you, because he don't want nobody to take the glory for what he did and what he's doing in your life. I know what I'm talking about, and he did it to me. It happened to me. And I didn't testify about the goodness of Jesus. Oh, yes. And then they told me, say, well, you can't come here and prophesy in our church. I don't need to prophesy in your church. Because if you refuse what the word of God says, the Bible says, whoever defies the word of God shall be destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want to hear. You don't have to hear what faith says. But you want to hear what faith says. When judgment day comes, because he's going to say, depart from me, you know, you wasn't with iniquity. I know you're not. It's a point of your city. You did things authorized. You did things the way your mother rebels. You did things the way that you thought did, and not the ways of the Lord. He's going to say, depart.
Amen.
So you don't have to hear what the prophet says. You don't hear what I'm saying. Because I know who I hear from. I know who I am. And I know who brought me. And so that's why I give God all the glory. In his name, Jehovah. Hallelujah. Glory to the mighty, to the highest name. Glory be to his name. And therefore, let me slow it down. Two more things, and I'm through. Oh, man of God, to help with me. Praise to Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise to Jesus. Praise to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That with
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. There was some hidden nuggets the Lord dropped in my spirit today as I was reading. He said, Genesis 41 and 35, we are raw storehouses. People going to come to us, but we the storehouses, and we're going to distribute the good. If you ain't got the good, you can't distribute nothing.
Right.
What is the good? His word is not an understanding. What is the strength? The word is not an understanding. So if you ain't got the goods in your treasury, you ain't going to be distributing nothing. In other words, you're going to be lying trying to get something. And so therefore, it pays us, the behoover, to go to the Lord and say, Lord, fill me up. And then send me out. And a lot of too many people going out and ain't got nothing in them. to give the people when they get there. Listen, they don't have no life in themselves, and then they can't get no life in others. And so that's why the church is lean, and that's why the preacher gets fat. I got to tell the preacher because it starts with the head. The Lord said he always deals with the head, and then work it down to the body. He don't deal with the body first and deal then with the head. No, come with the head and slow down from the head to the body. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Get somebody right in your words, Lord, but guess what? Give me some meat. Meat of the world. Hey, give me some of the meat now. Maybe eat what you eat from. Because ever since you say God is doing it, I'm seeing the good. But guess what? Why are you robbing the promise? Why you just want to be honest with the people and tell them the truth? Declare his righteousness. And be fair in your dealings. Be fair in your dealings. And God said, don't put no limits in the world. Don't get them in the pulpit. Don't get them in the dealings, okay? And God said, don't get there and cheat on your wife. And you got some of the first baby. Ain't no first baby. She's your wife.
Yeah.
Where did first lady come from? Oh, and you said you got a first lady, that means you got a second lady somewhere. So you said first, then there must be a second somewhere that's in the education, there must be a second, or third, or fourth. See, get all that stuff out of the church. Get it out of the church. Go back the ways of the Lord. Go to the Lord and let the Lord clean you up. That's what the Bible says in the last day. He says, renew your mind. Paul said this. Paul had a manifestation of the word. He said, revelation, he said this. He said, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. Holy to God, which is your reasonable church. And be not conformed to this world, be changed by the renewing of your mind. The preacher ain't got no business in the pulpit. Said it don't. They ain't got no business in the pulpit. Long shocking. They ain't got no business. We're not listening to you. We denounce you, devil. Because you're a devil. In the name of Jesus, we're not serving you, and we're not going to bite up and give you chairman and homage. We're not giving you a nickel of a hell.
Yeah.
We're not giving you nothing. But send you back to hell.
Yeah.
That's where you go belong in hell. So therefore, the Lord told us, we are raw people, we're a holy nation, unto the Lord. The wisdom of God will make you famous and make Joseph famous. And when you get wisdom, it's going to make you famous, not for the world. For the world and what the world do, but it's going to give you real fame. The wisdom of God is God's fame in his kingdom. If you want to be famous, give wisdom.
That's right.
Wisdom. Wisdom is the principle. Like, it's wisdom. Wisdom will make you famous. And then not
only
that, it says the wisdom of God, famous in the kingdom of God, and Pharaoh saw, and the people that operate from the flesh will see it on your life. Listen, when the wisdom of God comes in to do a thing, so light will shine on your way, then the flesh will have to subside and it will have to fall away. The Bible said the flesh will fall away. We don't listen to the flesh. The flesh got to get back because it can't stand the presence of the law. It don't want the presence of the law. So that's what they got to get back. Those they want to hear, those they want to do, those they want to obey, those that want to submit, they will come in and receive the joy of the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And it says right here, it says, Genesis 41:46, Jesus went out from the presence of Pharaoh. See, the Spirit of God will separate you from the flesh. You cannot stay in the presence of the flesh when God gives you wisdom. Because wisdom will allow the flesh to perimenate or to have dominate over you while he's in the room, while he's in your house, the Spirit of house. See, God's a jealous God. He's not going to partake. He's a jealous God. He will not let another God come in and rule and reign and then still bless you too. Man, he don't operate that way. That never is a lie. The devil is alive. So we have to do it the way the Lord says. He said, come out from among them. The chapter 6:14-18. Read it when you get some time. It would be the wise that would distribute the goods to others, not fools. The Bible said, you hang with fools, you're going to suffer from harm. Don't hang with that fool.
Yeah.
They ain't got no wisdom in their belly. And they don't have no knowledge of God's word on their lips. They can't feed them nothing. But foolishness. And the Bible said, no, that feed you with foolishness, you're going to rot in hell. So why hang with that type of spirit? Because there's no false spirit. Get rid of those spirits, man and woman of God. Know who you are in Christ. Come to God. Because Jesus says, he's your helper. Oh, he says, seek out him. Seek him first. Seek his will for your life. Because he said he got a good will. Jesus said this in Jeremiah, I'm going to let you go. It says Jeremiah 29:11. He says, I know the thoughts and plans that I have towards you. They're good and not evil. I'll give you a good future and a good hope. God wants to give you a good future and a good hope.
process. Because every process that I went through, God had to purify. I had to get all the brother out. I had to get sanctified. I had to get purified. God had to sanctify my mind, my whole spirit, my body. My body didn't want to line up. But then guess what? Faith came in, the wisdom kicked in and said, oh, you got to lay down. You got to die. You got to die to your old life. You want a new life. You can't upgrade your old life and new life in Christ. Because Christ is not going to, he's not going to allow another spirit come in his domain and take charge. Because he's the ruler reign and has the being over his people. He rules and reigns in his kingdom, and he sits on the throne alone. He's God. He's God all by himself. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to glory. Amen. I'm just going to cut it right here because I believe by faith that you received it. I believe that God
preserved
your heart and your mind and your soul tonight, and I know that you will not leave empty handed because anytime you come in the presence of the Lord, you leave out blessed.
Yes.
I decree the credit you're leaving
blessed.
Because the wise are getting ready. The flesh going to down, the spirit going to rise up, and you're going to take charge and write them that belong to you. Because we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus, and the promise and the blessing shoots us.
Right.
Can I say amen? Can I get amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that word. I tell you, this was awesome night tonight. We just give God the glory for it. Pastor Hunter, you there? Praise the Lord. We thank God tonight for this word. It was awesome. We had an awesome time tonight. God, the Holy Spirit just began to flow and to move, and it's just awesome. Just an awesome night tonight. We give God the glory.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, this is the day the Lord has chosen for us to come together in unity. And I tell you, we had an awesome time. I pray that everybody receives something, a nugget from these men and women of God that was here tonight.
Amen.
It's just been a true blessing, truly a blessing.
It was indeed. But you know what? I want to say to every believer, I love you, and I thank God for you. My email is willyjhunter@yahoo.com. And I'm going to turn you back over to the woman that I asked God for. And she says, I wonder what God got up busy. So are you there, Dr. McClellan? Are you there?
I'm here.
You in charge. We've got about 15 minutes left. Go ahead and do what you have to do, because we're going to let her go.
All right.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God tonight. Like I said, we give God the glory. On tonight, the Holy Spirit was definitely in the place. God led and got these men and women of God who were committed to doing God's will. And we just want to thank God for it. And we pray and ask God that there be more and more times like this that people may receive the word of God.
Yeah.
And we want to thank God for placing within Dr. Hunter's heart to have this broadcast and allow us to be a part of it. We thank God for that.
Amen.
We give God the glory for that. And we just pray that each and every time we come, that someone be blessed, and let someone come running that needs to hear the word of God. We just pray and ask that if one gets saved, the angels will rejoice. Yes, thank the Lord. We just give God the glory for tonight.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. Yes, amen, amen, amen. We couldn't ask for a more committed, a better service tonight with the men and women of God. I mean, we learned so much. It was just awesome, and the Holy Spirit just moved. I mean, if anybody was listening, I know that they received something of the Lord tonight. Because I know I truly did. I truly received it. Some things I didn't know, some things I probably forgot that I've read. But then the Holy Spirit just reminded me, because he said, write it up on the tablets of your heart. And in due season, he would bring it back to me. So even some of the things that they was mentioning tonight came back to me. You know, it just refreshed my memory on some of the things that I had read and had learned even beforehand. So I thank God for that, you know. So I thank God for the, like I said, for the women and men of God who committed to doing his will as we all are. And I thank God for allowing us to come together in unity for such a time as this, because so many people really, really need to hear the word today. It's too many people perishing. There's so much going on in the world. Every time you turn on the TV, you hear somebody robbing, stealing, and killing it. You know, and it's just a sad thing that a lot of people are not getting the true word of God. They're getting the watered down word of God for so long until people just now it don't even make them a difference. You know, they go to church anyway, and it don't make them a difference. They just don't care anymore. You know, so you know it's just when you hear the truth. I mean, you know, you want to come running, and your spirit is so you know you're so lifted up. And you want to hear more and more, you start seeking it out. You know, you start looking for it. Ooh, well, wait a minute, what they talking about? I want to hear some more of that. I want to get with them. I want to be involved. So, and that's what we thank God for, that the word of God, I understand now more and more, the word of God will draw you. Because it's so powerful. That word is powerful, and it truly will draw you. So, and I hope that we can continue by the grace of God, and that people are will come running, those who are looking for more, and those who are perishing, I just pray that someone will come and you know and seek God out, seek Him for yourself.
Okay.
I mean, all the words that you heard tonight, they are in the Bible. You can seek Him for yourself. You can read Him for yourself, and ask God to open your eyes. If you don't understand or don't believe, ask God to open your eyes. And once God opens your eyes, you know, what we're saying is true. What you heard tonight is definitely true. I've tried them, so I know it's true. I tried them a long time ago. Even when I was 10 years old, I tried God. I tried Jesus, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me when I was old enough and wise enough to understand God's word. And it just resonated from there. And I thank God for it. And God began to use me at the age of 10, and I kept that up, God using me. By His Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't understand a lot of things, but then God revealed it to me. He revealed a lot of things to me. So I just thank God for it. And I, like I say, I hope we can continue to come and be on the broadcast, and that somebody might hear a word and come running, be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Whatever you need from Jesus, He has it. You don't have to go and try to buy it, because it can't be bought.
That's right.
So you just have to come. It's free. It's all free. It's free. It's free. So you know. So just free food. You eat as much as you want. And you know, and this is good food. So you know. So all you have to do is just come and receive God's word and place it within your heart and do it. Do whatever God tells you to do. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on Him.
Hey, man, we stand in agreement with everything that Dr. McCullen was saying, you know, about believing in the word of God is so free for you. You know, the situation that you may find yourself in, the answer, the solution is Jesus. Whatever that you find yourself in, whatever kind of complication that you're going through right now, a broken marriage, an argument with your significant other, you know, you got a habit that of drinking. You have a habit of shooting something up in your veins. You may have a habit of drinking something down in your body. You may have a habit of watching some kind of pornography, something immoral to your soul that just continue to vex your mind. But the solution that we want to give you, the answer that we want to give you, is only one answer, one name in this answer. It's Jesus. It's imperative that you get to know Him as we got to know Him. Personally, this is a one-on-one situation. This is nothing to play with, because it's so important to your soul. There is an afterlife in this life that we're living right now. There is an afterlife to the situation that you find yourself in. The solution is Jesus, because Jesus can make things turn around. He can make a, He can open a door that you may not even see. He can make a way that you don't even know about. It's already been performed in a 6-day journey. It's nothing new that God is making out there. You may say, well, this is new to you. Yes, it's new to you, but God, when He created the heavens and the earth, He did a 6-day journey in creation of every human being, past, present, and future.
Amen.
And then the Bible says on the seventh day he rested. It was all over. Everything that you may have experienced in your life, God already knew. Every situation of losing a family member, a loved one, a best friend, if God already knew. If God, when God did this, he placed us in time.
Amen.
And so and it, since we are in this time, we have a time to be born and a time to be part out of this world. It's between that area of your time of you being born and the time that you depart out of this world, you don't know. Nobody knows but the Father. And it's imperative that you use this time wisely to say, I can find another way.
Amen.
He's talking about Jesus.
Amen.
There is another way. There is a solution. You won't find it on Wall Street. You won't find it at the White House. You won't find it at the United Nations. You will not find it in Austin at the Capitol. But the solution that the world needs that's created in the actual of his hand, his name is Jesus. There's no other way. And if you want to see heaven as heaven is, that's never been in your heart nor entered into your mind, but we know through the Bible that the streets are paved with gold. We know through the Bible a glimpse of heaven saying that in my Father's house are many mansions. Just in one house, can you imagine many mansions being in one house? Can you imagine, the Bible says, can you imagine the earth without the ocean? The Bible says in Revelation, it says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the new earth was without the ocean. All of that land, which we know now is three-quarters of the earth, is water. All that land that you'll have to build whatever you want to do what God has already placed to give you, and you don't want to miss all your blessings right now up on this earth.
Amen.
You can have heaven on earth. Found in one name. That name,
one name.
The devil cannot destroy what God has already promised you.
Right.
He can by your disbelief. But it's already been there for you. That's why your salvation is so near. I'm begging you right now. It's time to evaluate. Sunday may not ever get here. A lot of people go to church tomorrow. It may not ever get here for you. But you can give your life to Christ right now, and the Bible says heavens rejoice.
Amen.
You can imagine all of the glory of this world from past, present, and future, of all the Super Bowls, the accolades, the men, all these parades that devil prepared to celebrate in heaven over one soul given a one Christ. That's how they're here saying, we got a welcome Christ, and you're in Jesus Christ, we're going to welcome you with a party.
Amen.
You got a party over there that you're invited to at a royal table.
Amen.
And the server is going to be Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to get this in your knowledge about how great God is for you.
Amen.
To share for our sins, for my sins, for the world's sins, for our sins. And I implore you today, give your life to Christ. If you need help, you can call me. If you need a word from the Lord, we'll find it in the Bible.
Amen.
The answer is in the Bible.
Amen.
If you won't get a worldly philosophy of you laying on a sofa,
Amen.
You can get the word from right here. Because the word, the Bible says, the words that I speak are spirit. And they are life.
Yeah.
409-998-3801. That's 409-998-3801. This is not a joke thing because I don't know how much time I have on this earth, but what I do have, I give my glory, I give my work, myself to the Lord.
Amen.
So that God can get the glory out of my life.
Amen.
This is where the wheat and the tares separate. That tares does not want you to give your glory to the Lord. That tares does not want you to make up your mind and serve God. He wants the ground thing that you have. He wants to take your joy.
Yes.
He wants to take your peace.
Yes.
He wants to take your prosperity that God has already promised you upon this earth. Give your life to Jesus. I do thank God for this opportunity that we had, how the word has went forth today. This has been another glorious time in the Lord. I want to thank the Lord again for Dr. Hunter, allowing us to go on this radio broadcast to the world to encourage you that's in Christ to stay there. And to ones that don't know Christ, get there. Get to know him. You can call on him right now. Just like I'm talking to you, you can call on him right now. I'd like to thank Dr. McClellan right now for inviting us once again to be on the radio and share this broadcast with you out there in Radio Lane, because it's all about the family. For the ones that are in the family, we bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And for the ones that enter into the family, Jesus is saying this here, welcome.
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is awesome. We've had a blessed time tonight. We thank everybody that was on the radio. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank the Lord for the hearers and the doers of the word. Thank God for them.
Remember my words. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
God bless you. Peace be with you. Until next time, shalom, shalom, shalom.
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 Shalom. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay.